guys talk playoff scenarios, possibilities, or is it just one game at a time?
Yeah, you just got to keep it one game at a time. And, you know, I think we kind of know what has to, you know, what might have to happen. But, again, if we don't handle our business, we're not going to have a shot anyway. So all we can do is worry about, you know, this next game and going out there and trying to get a win. And after that, we'll see what the scenario looks like next week.
Eli, the last couple of weeks, Brandon Myers has caught some significant passes. Is that more because of you guys just tweaking the offense to find him more, or is that a take what the defense gives you kind of thing?
Yeah, just kind of depends on the week, on when certain pass plays are called, you know, what the coverage is, and he's been, you know, doing a good job of winning his one-on-one matchups, and so you know, he's done a good job of getting open when we needed to him, and that's good. He's you know, that's a big part of our offense, getting that tight end more involved, and he's done a good job.
Obviously, there's a connection with you in San Diego, and Phillips will probably be always connected. Do you have any thoughts about going back there? You haven't been there a lot.
Right, just one time 8 years ago. So should be an exciting game, and obviously, you know, kind of a must win for both teams, and so just looking forward to going out there and see if we can get a win.
You got a little more hardware than you did last time you made that visit. Is that?
No, I don't think it doesn't change anything. You know, it's you're playing for this year and this season, and you know, hey, it's the next game on the schedule, and you just try to go out there and play a good ball game.
Eli, what are your recollections of that day? You know, was it this, maybe the craziness of that draft day and how it all went down? What do you remember?
You know, just obviously the excitement of being drafted and then traded to the Giants, and you know, it's you know, a lot of things obviously went down that day, but ultimately, you know, I remember it as a positive day and you know, a fun day in my life.
Are you and Phillip tight at all? Or?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know Phillip from, we, you know, met Phillip in college and did some football camps and different things together and have, you know, sent him text messages and called him over the years, you know, congratulate him on seasons and different things. So I've got to be around him some, and I think he's a tremendous player, and I've always kept up with him. You know, just because, you know, came out the same year and followed him in college and knew him a little bit. So he's had a tremendous career and is playing great this year and a good football player.
Have you ever reminisced about what might have been or any of those kind of things, or just that day, or, you know?
No, just kind of, you know, never look back on those things. And obviously, I think, you know, it's worked out well for both programs.